Okay, new Mishnah. New Mishnah. So it's a Mishnah Tezayin, yeah? Mishnah Tezayin is also a short one. So the Mishnah says like this, Rabbi Gamliel Hayo Aymer. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, right? So just go to Hill and Shammai. So Rabbi Gamliel Hayo Aymer, Rabbi Gamliel used to say two or three things. I say l'charav, person should make for oneself a Revi. V'istalak ben asafik. Again, simple reading in the Mishnah. I say l'charav, make yourself a Revi. V'istalak ben asafik. And by doing so, you'll avoid doubt. In other words, if Shiloh comes, you'll be able to have someone to ask. So I say l'charav, v'istalak ben asafik. That's point number one. And point number two seems completely from left field. Valtar b'la'aser amadais, and don't get a. There's different ways how to read this, but probably most mafarshim learn. Altar b'la'aser amadais. Don't become accustomed to separating meiser, like with estimations, like without being like exact. When your person gives meiser, for example, halach is like truma, right? So truma, technically, any amount that you give can be truma. So if I have 1,000 pounds of wheat. So technically speaking, even one little kernel is enough. It takes care of chumas to the kain, right? The halach is if you have again eretz or whatever. So chuma goes to a kain, ma'aser goes to a levi, right? Chuma just what does chuma mean? Chuma means an amount that's being separated. How much from the Torah? It's whatever you want. It could be again 1,000 pounds of wheat and one little kernel. That's chuma. Chazal instituted that the best way to do it would be ayin yof. There's different ways to do it. Let's say 1/50th. That would be a good way to do truma. But truma, theoretically speaking, the more truma you give is all truma. Less is also fine. Meiser has to be exactly a tenth. So what happens if a person gives meiser where he's sort of like eyeballing it, but it's not 100% a tenth? So it could lead into problems. Because it means that whatever is being separated, let's say I'm separating 12%, instead of 10%, right? So that extra that I'm being that's separating, I think it's meiser, and I'm giving it to Levi. But the truth is that itself is still tevel. That itself is still that itself needs to be meiser, because anything that you're separating, right? So that means that. You're only able to have meiser as 10%. Anything that's extra in that 10% is not meiser, and meiser wasn't taken off of it either. So it remains usur to eat. So it's something to avoid when you take off meiser for it to be like sort of eyeballing it. It should be exact. That's what it says. Al tar b'la'aser amadis. Don't take off meiser in a way that's amadis. Amadis means like estimations. It should be exact. Huh? Then you could ask him. Well, unless he's like a walking, calculator, or whatever it is. So that's right. So that's the command is going to tie you all together. You're getting there. You're not there yet, but you're almost there.
Why is it so,
So that's all right. So that's the difficulty with this pshat. What's tarba? You shouldn't ever do it. So there's another pshat that Taisus Yontif, which is where the command is going to be coming from as well. Technically speaking, midaraisa, if a person does do that, so you shouldn't take off meiser with estimations. You should measure it, and it should be exact. Let's say you don't have a way to measure it, whatever it is. So if a person does do the best they can to take off meiser with estimations, it does work b'di'avid, but you shouldn't get accustomed to that. You shouldn't, because again, if at some point when you use estimations enough, it's going to be off. So that's why it's not kedai to do. Huh? No, so this is just, we're talking about, food in Eretz Yisrael. When we talk about meiser for money, so that's something else. We call it meiser, you give a tenth, but it's not like as strict as it is with meiser in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if you have grain or food in Eretz Yisrael, before meiser is taken off, it's treif. You can't eat it, When a person has money and they didn't take off meiser yet, the money's not treif, And so you could, there's all halachas about meiser in terms of food for Eretz Yisrael. It has to be that crop. It can't be from yet last year's, next year. There's very much all these halachas. With my miser money, it's not like that. It's basically you give off a tenth as you can, you know. Fakir, the mafarshim, the poskim say that when it comes to miser and money, you should always go a little bit over. You know, you shouldn't be so exact. So it's like the opposite a little bit. So, okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. So again, obviously the simple pshat is a little bit difficult. What is the first sentence, Asei lecha rav, v'estalak v'nestalak, if they have anything to do with Al Tarba, La'asa, or Amadis, with Shaykhs? So let's see what the Kamarna says. So Asei lecha rav. So he says like this. Again, simple pshat is Asei lecha rav means someone that you could ask your questions of, like halacha. So the Kamarna says like this, Asei lecha rav in an year of a chassidus. Besides for halacha, a person should also have a Rebbe for Avodas Hashem, for a year in chassidus. Actually, to come in Horas Isavetu, even if it's someone that, let's say you don't ask your shilas to that person, for whatever reason, you could, but you ask someone else also, whatever it is. But a person should have a Rebbe for Avodas Hashem too. Asei lecha eze tzaddik v'kadosh l'rav. Make for yourself a tzaddik that he's going to be a Rebbe for Avodas Hashem. So, v'histalak al yidei zem min asafik. And by having a Rebbe, not just for halacha, but also for Avodas Hashem, and for Hadrach and Avodas Hashem, so you will, that itself will remove you from Suffolk. What does it mean, Suffolk? Again, a simple level means that you'll be able to have clarity in life. But he says also, Klipas Amolek, Shaila Suffolk. Amolek equals Begmatria Suffolk. So there's a Klipa that's called Amolek, which is a very difficult, it's a very difficult Klipa to overcome by yourself. So a person has a tzaddik that they're connected to, a Rebbe and so on, then even if just the Chiddush over here is that automatically just just by virtue of the fact that the person has a Rebbe, a tzaddik that they're connected to, an Avodas Hashem, that itself has an ability to give the person the strength to overcome all obstacles, even the Klip of Amalek. That's how you find this with when we first fought Amalek, right? So Yishuv Benun fought the battle, but Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountaintop davening, and the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that everyone would look at Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and then they would, you know, from there their hearts were focused on Hashem, and then they were able to win the battle, right? So you see that just the very very virtue of having Moshe Rabbeinu there and involved. Right? Obviously, through him connecting the Yidden's hearts to Hashem, but that function of a Rebbe over there, that itself helped them overcome the Klip of Amalek. So he says, "Umoira kushyas umina." So the Klip of Amalek means a Yetzahara of doubts, of questions, of the opposite of Amunah. Ukeshit, so that's what Amalek means. Everything that's against Amunah. Ukeshit, the kasher atzmach latzadik emes testalik manasafik. And by connecting oneself to a tzaddik, that already has a kayach to strengthen one's emunah and to remove oneself from that inyan that's called safik, which is a klip of a malik. V'tizka l'havadei shemai. And instead of safik, you'll be zaycha to that name, to that inyan that's called havadei shemai, Hashem's name with certainty, right? We say this for Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Havadei shemai kenti lasei, right? Havadei shemai, which is called the Shara Chamisha. Vaday equals Vaday is Begamatria 21, which is the name Eker, which is the name that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. This is Parsha with the name Eker, right? So that's the so again that's also Moshe Rabbeinu is the 50th gate. Moshe Rabbeinu means the tzaddik. So by virtue of the fact that the person is simply connected to the tzaddik, that already means that the person is connected to that madriga that's called Vaday. That's called the Shara Chamishim, which means that without them even realizing it, their emunah is stronger. Again, this is a very, you know, again, this is, you know, this inyan of connecting to tzaddikim is obviously a major inyan in chassidus. It was a machlokes, and it still is a machlokes amongst different chatzeiros and different, different paths, how much of an emphasis to put on this, but everyone agrees that this inyan of connecting to a tzaddik does have an effect on to strengthen one's emunah. So that's what he says. V'al tarba l'aser oymadois, and don't, again, increase, don't become accustomed to estimate your meiser. So he says a poshet. So one simple pshat. How do you learn this mishnah, which is a little bit different than what most mafarshim learned. If a person, like I said, you're not really supposed to, but sometimes you have no choice but to take off Meiser with estimations, right? So he says, "Dainu shem roitzel asim maimit." So if you do that, and you know you're in this situation where you have to take off, you have to estimate it, and you're doing the best you can to obviously get the right to do it exact, and you did it, you took it off already. Lo yarb bekavon al masha oimedaitai noite shekacho Meiser. Don't overthink it. In other words, whatever your feeling is like, okay, this seems to me like 10%. Then don't like start second guessing and like, oh, maybe I should add a little bit more. Maybe it's not 10%. Maybe it's only 9%. And you start second guessing, and then you start increasing and adding to what you've already taken off. Because since b'di'evit, again, it's not l'chatchila, but b'di'evit, if a person did take off meiser with an estimation, the Torah said b'di'evit it's okay. That means trust yourself and trust the Torah. So in other words, so it's a little bit of a... So again, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to go with estimations. But if the situation is that there's, you don't have any measurements, you don't have any way, you have to just figure it out. Then you trust the Rabbanu Shloim that he's going to help you figure it out, and don't start second guessing every single second, and then go the rest of your day of like, you know what, maybe one more kernel, maybe a little bit more, because that's going to mess it up. So he says, Al-Tarbel, that's what it means, Al-Tarbel Oymedaitcha. This pshat actually fits more with the simple words of the Mishnah, Al-Tarbel Laser. Don't add to the Meiser that you've already taken off with an estimation. Notice you're not supposed to estimate, but if you did, because that was a situation you had no choice to do, then trust your instincts. So he says, and that idea flows with the previous line. By connecting to a tzaddik, by having a Rebbe in Avodas Hashem, therefore what happens, that your neshama is strengthened by that, and you're more removed from the klipa of a malik. What's the klipa of a malik? Doubt. So until now, we saw the klipa of a malik means doubts of faith. But now, what's saying is also doubts in terms of one's own instincts, that the person himself becomes more just suffic about everything. So by simply having a tzaddik and a rebbe that one connects to, that itself makes a person more a bechina of vaday. A vaday in terms of amuna, vaday in terms of knowing what to do, just vaday. So he says, kiksiv, so he says, it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, noida b'sha'arim b'ayla. Noida b'sharam b'ayla, it's an eshes chayav. Noida b'sharam b'ayla, simple pshat is that the noida b'sharam b'ayla, that the husband and the wife, they know each other. Like, you know, they should be able to pick each other out of a crowd. So he says, so the Zohar says on that line, kol cha lefi man de v'shayer b'livin, that every yid knows the Rabbanu Shel Olam according to how his heart is able to estimate it. In other words, every yid has a certain avoida and a certain relationship to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and only you know that only you know what your inyan is. So he says, "V'al yarbe ma'omedaitoi leilich begdolos v'niflois." Don't overthink it. You have a certain estimation of where you're holding, of what you should be doing. So there's an inyan of trusting that, and not necessarily. He's coming the example of like not pushing yourself begdolos v'niflois to go to madrigas that are above you, but to know what your madriga is. That's what it means. Kol chalafum lefim adam mishar b'libe. Everyone has a madriga that they're holding in. So you know your madriga, and you don't go below that. You don't go above it either. Ubezei yistalak menasafik amalek elacher. That itself, again, is the person becoming more removed from the doubt, which is amalek, which is also begimatri elacher, the foreign god. That's the Yitzhar. So this hamar sveikus, which causes doubts. So again, doubts in terms of amuna, and doubts in terms of like, what's my madriga, what's my avoida, what's my derech and avoidas Hashem, where am I holding? Like all those doubts, the more a person is connected to a tzaddik, the more automatically the person has just vaday, more certainty. Then your path will be smooth. Again, you see what's going on over here. It's a little bit of an ironic zach. You would think that connecting to a tzaddik makes the person less independent or less sort of self-aware, because it's like whatever the tzaddik says, I do whatever he says. He says, no, if your person's connecting properly, it's like Nachman says that the Nineveh Tzaddik is like lost and found. Everyone has an Aveda, everyone has a lost object, that's which is themselves, and their own Derech and Avedas Hashem that you have to find. Where do you go find an Aveda? So you go to the lost and found. So the Tzaddik is the lost and found. So you go to the Tzaddik to find yourself, not to find him, to go find yourself. So the more a person is connected to that, Fakirat. Then the more vade shmoy, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, right? When when Yeshuvan told Moshe, Eldar Umeida Masav Menachna, Eldar Umeida are having a nevuah, and they're saying all sorts of things. So Moshe says, Halavai, everyone should be a Navi. So, and that's what the tzaddik wants, that everyone should find their Aveda. Okay, that's Hashem, we should find our Avedas, and we'll come to the